Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself Podcast. Listen, I am your host, John M. Singletary, Senior. Got to put that senior in there because I got my junior, a.k.a. LJ. Man, and we just hanging out, doing our thing, man. We going to get it popping later on today. You know, we done had a bunch of warm weather, and then all of a sudden it decides it wants to rain and get a little bit cooler again. But that ain't going to stop us from doing what we do. And hey, speaking of not stopping us from doing what we do, on this Sunday, which is the day that this is dropping, but like I often say, that does not necessarily mean that that's when you'll get it. So whenever you receive this, this is the day for you to receive what I'm saying. And on today, I want you to remember and reset. Let me explain what I'm talking about. Y'all hear LJ, man. I'm consistently trying to figure out ways to improve what I'm doing, looking for opportunities, man. Listen, I want to be able to live the absolute best life, make the most impact. As a matter of fact, one of my close buddies and co-laboring in this podcasting game off of the Day Jamming podcast, my man Rock, man, we text each other back and forth, and he hit me up and he said, not only are we going to touch more money this year than we've ever touched, but we're going to help people, and we are going to be blessings to others, man. And I second that because that's really the purpose. But sometimes things will happen in life where it makes you kind of feel like maybe you're not who you thought you were. Maybe you can't do the things that you thought you could do. You get a couple of disappointments. Maybe opportunities that you thought would happen don't happen the way that you thought. And it'll mess with you and it'll make you feel a certain way. Maybe how you looking in the mirror and thinking that you ain't who you say you are, who you know yourself to be. And what I want to encourage you to do is today, I want you to remember and then reset. Listen, I had a couple of disappointments last week, and I really had to sit with it. I really had to take some time with it. But I had to remember who I am. I had to remember what I'm capable of. I had to remember what my vision and my passion are. And then I had to reset. I can't go into a new day, a new week, with that same defeated energy, with all of those same disappointments on my heart. So I give them time to sit. I give myself time to navigate them. I give myself time to feel them. And then I let them pass because it's time for me to remember and reset.